French President Emmanuel Macron is in China this week. It is reported he hopes to push Beijing to facilitate a peace in Ukraine. In return, Macron has business and trade deals to offer China. To many analysts, Macron and other European leaders are striking a more moderate position on China than U.S. policymakers. For more, let's bring in Ishan Tharoor, foreign affairs columnist for The Washington Post. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Ishan, Xi Jinping has what he calls a peace plan for Ukraine, and Macron wants Xi to lean on Russia to pivot toward a peace. What is Macron's case? Where's his leverage?
Well, the leverage is that's a great question. The leverage, it's not particularly clear what or any leverage the Europeans have over the Chinese. But if you talk to French officials about the utility of this trip and the message that they're bringing to Beijing, they will tell you that it's important to have these lines of communication open, that it's important to recognize how much leverage China itself has over Russia, and that we need to make sure and keep the Chinese on side to a certain extent in order to curb the worst instincts of the Russians, whether it's about the deployment of nuclear weapons, which we know the Chinese don't want the Russians to do, or whatever kind of behind-the-scenes discussions can be had to rein in what are perceived war crimes in Ukraine, attacks on civilians, as well as, of course, any kind of greater prospect of an escalation, including perhaps advising the Chinese not to send military aid to the Russians as well.
Macron is in China with European business leaders seeking trade deals. You know, for say Alstom, the French industrial giant, Airbus, the European consortium, could have a big sale soon to Chinese airlines. It's reported anyway. Is there a potential link here as far as leverage? That is, the Europeans, okay, we'll do these business deals if China ups its diplomatic game in Ukraine?
I wouldn't draw too straight a line between the two. There is a political dimension to this trip, which is very much anchored around conversations about Ukraine and the difference of views that Macron and Xi Jinping may have. But of course, there is a huge element of the European relationship with China, frankly, any nation's relationship with China, that is about the economy, that is about the importance of the Chinese market. And China itself wants to show the world that it's not just selling things to you, but it's buying things from you. And that's why Macron showed up with some 50 French business leaders and corporates. And frankly, this is the more important dimension of the trip.
And with China, there is always, and you put this in your column, kind of this yin and yang relationship with China. Also on this trip is Ursula von der Leyen, head of the European Commission. And she has warned that Europe should reduce its economic exposure to China. Tell us more about that warning, that side of the argument.
Right. She delivered a pretty important speech last week that was seen as perhaps one of the more hawkish speeches delivered by someone in her position. She is the de facto president of the European Union as a bloc. And she is on this trip as well. Playing a somewhat different role, you could say it's a kind of good cop, bad cop sort of role with Macron in China, and has said that, look, you know, we have to recognize certain threats that China poses, but at the same time, the Europeans really want to stress that they're not following the American example, that is the idea of decoupling. They're trying to use this other parlance, which is they're saying they're de-risking their economies from Russia. From China. What that means is a bit unclear, but they're trying to strike a somewhat different pose than Washington.
Yeah, and I guess kind of speaking of Washington, there's a little bit of a split screen on the radio, I guess. As Macron is in China, the Taiwanese president, Tsai Ing-wen, is in the U.S. meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Does it tell us a little bit about where European priorities are as opposed to American priorities regarding China?
You know, I asked a European diplomat just that question, you know, what does this say about this global moment? And they pointed out the fact that, look, the hawkishness on China is really a conversation about Congress. It's about American lawmakers. It's not necessarily about the Biden administration. A European diplomat told me that the Biden administration would have very much liked a similar kind of set of meetings with the Chinese. Had it not been, we may have seen Secretary of State Blinken delivering very similar messages to the Chinese in China had he been able to take his trip before the whole episode with the balloon. But absolutely, the conversation in Washington is driven by Congress, and it's a very hawkish bipartisan approach to China.
That is Washington Post columnist Ishan Tharoor talking about Emmanuel Macron's 3-day trip to China. Ishan, thank you as always.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.